You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio on this Thanksgiving Day. I'm Jordan Bell. This is one of the busiest weeks of the year for food banks on the Central Coast as they work to satisfy holiday needs while maintaining the daily service they provide throughout the year. Locally, statistics show as many as 1 in 4 people suffer from food insecurity, and a large number of these being children and seniors. To help combat this, food banks function as a hub, partnering with hundreds of organizations to distribute food to the various regions. And during this time of year, food banks see a spike in donations of both food and money. Melissa Kendrick is the development director for the Food Bank of Monterey County. She says hunger is becoming an epidemic that prevents kids and adults from reaching their full potential.
Although we love all the tension that we get around the holiday season, November and December, sadly, as we say, hunger never takes a holiday.
Kendrick says their numbers for need are the greatest during their first few months of the new year. And other Central Coast food banks see this trend too. Food bank representatives say the ongoing drought is cause for concern, especially if it continues into this winter. It could significantly affect families who rely on agricultural work.
We know that people have not been able to save as they normally would during the growing season. So we expect this to be a particularly harsh winter.
Carl Hansen is the CEO of the food bank in San Luis Obispo County and says even with unemployment decreasing, the numbers remain relatively the same. Find this story and more on our website at kcbx.org. Also, follow us on Twitter. We're at KCBX News, and on Facebook, we're KCBX FM. On this Thanksgiving Day, I'm Jordan Bell, KCBX News.